Warning, this is the Freedom Fiends midweek non-radio podcast. Unlike our weekend live talk radio shows, where we adhere to all regulations and community standards, this cast may contain cussing and or prurient subject matter. If you are easily offended, please leave now. But tune in Saturdays and Sundays to our live talk radio show. If you're not easily offended, prepare to be entertained, informed, and enlightened.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. We're working very hard to spend your tax money to keep you from hearing things like freedomfiends.com.
Do we need notes or something?
We're recording. Who needs notes? Mm-hmm. Notes? Screw notes.
Yeah.
Fuck
it's
notes.
It's those things that tell you stuff about things.
Yeah, I'll send you some notes. Sure. Why not? Okay. We're recording, okay. Though.
When you were grunting on your way to the microphone, you reminded me of Lily.
You and I do that all the time. I go,
yeah. It's apparently a very primal infant type of thing.
Do you know what the natural children's song is? That must be the natural children's irritation song.
It is, yeah.
You know the natural children's song, right?
No. What is it?
Na 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 na. Supposedly, children in all cultures, even if they've had no contact with other cultures, like know that tune. They're born. It's innate. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Weird. What about neener, 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 and moving your wiener in the air like that? Is that a natural thing too?
I think moving your wiener in the air is probably a natural thing, but I don't know about the neener, 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 move your wiener
neener,
in
neener,
the air.
Neener, neener.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, it's a show about freedom and fiends.
Freedom.
And fiend for the freedom.
Freedom of speech is the right to wave your wiener in a crowded theater.
And go, neener, 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 neener. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
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 Unless it's a private theater and that's against the rules.
In San Francisco, they have theaters that are specifically set up to go in and stroke your wiener.
Set up to entrap Pee Wee Herman.
Mm-hmm.
Bastards. Where was that at? Where did Pee Wee Herman get
Florida.
Entrapped at? Was it Florida? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's look it up.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. So things happened. Are we going to talk about things? What are we going to talk about today?
I'm pretty brain dead. I still got Dean syndrome, man. I've got this thing where it's like I'm 3 weeks into it. I have like flu symptoms, body aches, diarrhea. I'm sleeping a lot, which is good. I slept 12 hours last night. I'm still like dopey from it. I can get it up, but I can't come. I don't know what that's about. But
wow.
I don't say that on the radio.
It is the Wednesday cast, I guess.
The reason I'm saying this is because I'm thinking maybe somewhere out there there's someone who has the same symptoms I do, and we can collaborate and like fiend source on a cure.
Okay.
But I'm kind of brain dead too. I think it's the government flu.
Well,
man.
Is it the medicine that's causing that last symptom you spoke of?
No.
Because when I used to drink a lot of cough syrup recreationally, that was a symptom. That was a side effect.
What? You could get it up, but you couldn't come?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
All right.
I don't know. Neener, neener, neener. Wave my wiener in the air and nothing comes out.
Well, we could start off with a kicker then to warm
up. Go ahead, man.
Did you? Did you see
Sarasota,
the bit?
Florida. That's where Pee Wee Herman got arrested. And we're on the radio in Florida now, so
we are.
We can talk about Pee Wee
Herman. Do we reach
Herman.
Sarasota?
Nah, that's where Ian Freeman and Mark Edge are from.
I think
they moved there to New Hampshire from Sarasota.
Did you see that Colorado Department of Transportation stopped putting up mile marker signs that said 420?
Yeah. Why? Because people were stealing them?
Because stoners were stealing them.
That's funny.
Yes, so much. Let's see. So what they replaced it with, though, is the priceless part. They replaced it with a sign that reads mile 419.99.
Really?
But now more people are just going to steal that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what they
that's
do.
That's going to be the new thing.
Yeah. I mean, it needs to take off. Instead of saying 420, people need shirts that say 419.99.
Well, you know, California.
Almost there.
California outlawed 50 cal rifles, and somebody came out with like a 49.99 cal rifle. Do you know that?
Hold on.
What's up?
Neener, neener, neener.
What's up? You hear me? Hello. Yes. Neener.
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, that was really cool.
What happened?
That thing where Compass kind of stutters and slows down. But it was kind of cool. It was like a break effect. It was like 40 cal rifle. It was like on purpose. It was like a Chemical Brothers song or something.
Yeah. So what I did yesterday was I burned 72 data DVDs. It took me all night. with two computers.
Why on earth would you do that?
Because I decided that I can send out with Fiends buttons, when people order two buttons, two orders of buttons for $10, I'm going to include a data disk from now on, at least for the next 72 orders and possibly past that.
Huh.
That's going to include a good-looking DVD rip of the Guns and Weed movie, 68 episodes of the Freedom Fiends as MP3s, and let's see, a little PDF on how to start your own Liberty radio station, and instructions on how to torrent Fiends.
Wow. It's the Freedom Fiends 2014 extravaganza.
Yeah. And it's
that's awesome,
it's
man.
Basically like...
just from a wild hair up your ass, you decided to do all that work?
Yeah. I had a bunch of DVDs left over from the Guns and Weed movie. Like, I bought a bunch that we never ended up using. Or maybe I paid for these. I don't know. I don't use DVDs anymore. I saved like three blank DVDs. How often do I need a DVD in this day and age?
But yeah, who was it? There was some libertarian bigwig you were emailing about. Want us to send you a Guns and Weed DVD? And they said, no, this isn't 1998.
I know. But this is 1998 because I want, you know, my thing is like, he who dies with his art on the most hard drives wins. And there's probably a lot of people out there that have a bunch of Freedom Fiends, but there's probably not 70, you know, this will be 72 more people that have 68 more Fiends episodes and a complete good looking burn of the movie. So, so the next 72 people to order that, and that's going to lead into if you make a donation of $10 or more, you get buttons now if you're in America. And we need more money, man. People got to give more money. I did my taxes, and I figured out that in the past year of probably between 40 and 60 hours a week of work on the Freedom Fiends, I made a profit of $1,300. It worked out to 42 cents an hour I made this year. But, you know, people said, hey, at least you're not losing 42 cents an hour. So I guess we're successful.
And we also got some cool gear. I mean, we've got radio studios in our bedrooms pretty much.
Yeah, but now we need money. And also, we're going to have a special on Fiends advertising. So if anyone wants to advertise really cheap on the radio and has a product or service or organization they wish to pimp, drop us an email at talkback@freedomfiends.com. We'll work something out.
Yeah, definitely. Especially if it's a cool thing. And then we can talk about how cool it is.
And even if it's not. Even if it's like, you know, pimple.
Yeah, if it's not, then we'll still make a really cool ad for you.
If it's pimple cream or something, we'll make a cool ad for you. You know, I was reading this book, Radio Waves, about the history of freeform 70s radio.
Oh, yeah. What was it called? They had a name.
They came up with the same problem that we came up with. They were like really irritated that the Army was advertising on their show. And that happens here. Like every time in Casper, every time before it goes to our show on Sunday night, every time it's an ad for the Army. It's like,
oh, it's before our show.
I thought it was after. No, it's like,
oh,
no.
Well, that's way better then. That's way better because we're the unicorn chaser. We're the, you know, that's the nasty mushroom that you ate that you weren't supposed to eat. We're the mouthwash.
Yeah,
I like that. Okay. See, I thought it was after. I thought it was, now that you're done listening to those damned anarchists, go to war. War were declared.
Yeah.
There was, on the Twitter feed, Glenn Greenwald was retweeting this guy that said that the CIA should just hurry up and kill Glenn Greenwald already.
Wow.
And some horrible, awful blogger. And at the top of his blog, the tagline is, "War begins here."
Ew.
Yeah, war were I just declared. Thought, wow. Yeah, it pretty much says war were declared.
So the guy just like gets a boner for war and like there's not enough of it and he wants to declare it on Glenn Greenwald?
I guess, yeah. And in the comments, I couldn't tell if it was like, because it was so over the top, I couldn't tell if it was an Onion kind of thing. And some of the commenters were like, yeah, send in the drones. Like they wanted Glenn Greenwald droned. Like not even Edward Snowden, not the leaker. No, the journalist.
Yeah.
And, yeah, man, but I couldn't. I'm trying to scroll through my tweeters right now and figure out what this guy's name was so you can all know in your heart what a douche he is.
So did all you right, get did you get your Norton internet security yet?
No. Why? Because, man, I don't know. Amazon's being really gay about it.
Yeah.
Amazon's gay sometimes.
It is.
Well, see, what it is, what I think might have happened was, Target had a bunch of their debit cards hacked, or somebody hacked into Target and got, I think, and we shop at Target a lot. I think, our debit card was compromised, and Amazon was really cryptic, saying something like, there's an issue, we'll notify you when you can buy this product using this card, and said, your bank tells us you need to change your card. And so we're waiting on the card in the mail, and the card came in the mail the other day, but my wife is busy with a newborn, so she hasn't activated
it
yet.
You and your kids.
It's not really at the top of the priority list. But
you and your children.
I know, right?
Children.
Got to do what you got to do. Hey, man, children aren't.
They are to me.
Are they? Yeah, well.
In my life, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, well, to each his own. Children are important.
Yeah,
man.
Children are the future. I dig it.
Exactly.
Lily's going to replace me. I said that the other day on the Sunday show that when I'm old and infirm and babbling and like no one dares put a microphone in front of me, like we're going to have Lily replace me. That'll be about 5 years from now, about like 3 or 4 more years of me getting my yearly Dean syndrome. We'll just kill
her.
Well,
she's already training because, like I said, she's big into the.
Yeah. So I just sent you something.
She needs to get the Howard Dean impression down, and then we'll be good to go.
Yeah. Well, you could always like play loops of things for me. I mean, like
that's
when
true.
I'm old and infirm, things that I said over and over and over, you could just play from a loop. You could get. I saw this thing the other day that
like
was
how,
like
how when you do punch-ins, sometimes you'll throw in a laugh of me you have recorded.
Yeah, I saw this. So I have. I saw this thing in Broadcast Supply Worldwide. That's like. It's a really cool thing, but it shouldn't cost like $3,500 like it does. It's basically a hardware, like you can load MP3s or waves into it and set them up with like 99 different sound bits that you can press one button and play them like seamlessly.
Oh, nice.
It's
nice.
Basically like for the morning zoo crew, so they can go.
Yeah. It's like a pre-prepared trigger finger.
Yeah,
for you.
But it's like $3,500, man. It shouldn't cost that much. Yeah,
no,
ridiculous.
Dude, buy an MPC 500. It runs off of batteries. Yeah. It probably costs $400 right now. It'll take a little elbow grease to put all the sounds where you want them, but. If you put in the elbow grease, hey, you don't have to spend an extra $3,000. Jeez, man, that sounds like granny wear to me, man.
I know, it really is, and it's like a lot of broadcast stuff is like that for radio stations.
That's
like,
sad. That really saddens me because I kind of figure, or at least I imagine, radio guys or people who make it in radio are like us, and they came up doing their own gear and learning everything about all the technical aspects of it too. So I figure when they get to that level, they don't fall for the BS, but I guess they do.
You should go to like the big radio stations in Austin and say like, hire me. I will save you a bunch of money. I can't really tell you how, but try it for, try for 3 months.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to do that. It is time to do that. Okay. Yeah. It's Pat Dollard. This is the guy with the blog and his tagline says, the war starts here. War begins. And said, quote, it's time for the CIA to do its job and kill Glenn Greenwald immediately.
Send me a link to that.
Oh, man, it's on my Twitter.
Okay, don't worry about it.
I don't know how to tweet it to you. Oh, I can
just make fun of it. Just make fun of it.
Okay, I'll just make fun of it. Yeah, that's it. It's just lame. It's just a really lame blog post that says, this is hilarious. It has a picture of Glenn Greenwald, and the caption is, above, Greenwald speaking at a communist revolutionary / Islamic jihad seminar in Chicago.
Really? What was he really speaking
at? I doubt that's what it was.
It's probably the local Rotarians Club or something.
Yeah. It's probably something completely benign. Yeah. But to Pat Dollard, everything is communist, terrorist, jihadists.
Yeah.
Everything except for the NSA that's constantly spying on Pat Dollard.
Yeah.
Or maybe cutting him a check. Maybe that's the deal.
I don't think Islamic jihadists would be down with communism. I mean, communism is what Russia tried to destroy.
Yeah, because communists are technically supposed to be Marxist and they're supposed to be atheists.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, but there's weird permutations throughout all of it. So
the commie Nazis in The Simpsons.
Yeah. The commie Nazis, yeah. And I don't know, maybe Pat Dollard thinks that the commie revolutionaries from the old Red Scare days. They're frenemies with the Islamic Jihad people because they have the common enemy of the America of the mind.
Yeah, so look at this link I just sent you. Read this a little bit. It's pretty bizarre.
Okay. Michael sent me a link. You've got link. WBN host Beryl's behavior raises concern of neighbors' police. How do you say this guy's last name? It's B-A-U-E-R-L-E-S?
I don't know. It's a talk show host in
Beryl.
In Buffalo, New York, who's like the the local guy doing the kind of
this guy totally looks like a local radio guy.
Yeah, he does. But he's he's acting pretty, he's a pro gun guy, and he's been like railing against the state's gun laws. And, I don't know, man, either he's crazy or like they're doing something in his water to make him crazy or beaming something.
Oh, that's
right.
This is the one you think they're gaslighting.
I think they're gaslighting him, man. Yeah. Maybe. It sounds like it. Go ahead and read it.
Let's read some of the graphs here. This is from Buffalo News. This is the local paper.
This was the paper. Like, this was the paper I grew up reading. It used to be the Buffalo Evening News. It's now the Buffalo News. Like we subscribed to this when we were a kid. Mm. Like this was the nearest like metropolitan paper from like an 70 miles away or something.
All right. So yeah. Anyway, Amherst police responded to a 911 call Wednesday morning at the Williamsville home of WBEN talk show host Tom Borrell. I'm going to call him Borrell.
He looks like a roadie for Huey Lewis in the News from like 1978 or 80. He's got like,
yeah.
I don't know, man.
It looks like a glamour shot from 1993.
It does. This wouldn't even be hip in Wyoming. Describe this look.
No.
Man.
No, I don't know. He's got know a goatee. He's got like thin spiky, hair. It's about 3 inches long. Yeah. It's like shiny. It looks like it has highlights almost. And then he's got really thin facial hair, and he's completely clean shaven on the side of it.
Yeah.
And he's about, I don't know, 20 pounds too heavy in the face.
Yeah. He's 20 pounds
too heavy. He looks
like a
radio host.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
he's
behind
got a face
him
for radio.
Is warm. Yeah. He's got hair for radio too. Anyway, so
this picture looks like it was taken. The backdrop looks like he went down to the JCPenney's and had a headshot taken.
Yeah, it's exactly what it looks like. It looks like
he got his hair and beard cut next door to in the same mall, and then went to JCPenney's.
Well,
to
it looks like a middle school yearbook, yeah, or something.
Yeah. But he's like 45 or something.
Anyway, this guy, Tom Borrell, told officers he was under surveillance by operatives of Governor Andrew Cuomo, according to two law enforcement sources.
Now, it's weird.
Sources.
The weird thing is, like, when I was a kid in upstate New York, we had a Governor Cuomo, too. It was that guy's dad, Mariam Cuomo, or Maria Homo, we used to call him. But, yeah, it's like a dynasty, man. It's a dynasty of gun-grabbing Democrats running the state.
That's gross.
It is.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of New York, you know, one thing that struck me, my wife, whenever she has traumatic experiences in her life, like having a baby, she kind of finds comfort in watching an old series that she's watched before. Kind of like how you binge watch your status unit squad stories.
Yeah.
She's been binge watching Friends.
I watched some Friends the other day. I was like, I watched it for like a half hour on TV, and I was like, was this ever cool?
Yeah. Well, and in retrospect, watching it now, you know, decade later or so, or decade and a half later, I found it really interesting that whenever like something's – there's this running joke that whenever something scary is happening or whenever it's time to fight, the guys will run in with random objects because they can't have guns in New York. Like there's one where like Chandler runs in with dish soap and he's like pointing it, you know? Books and stuff like that.
I also remember from that show when I used to watch it one time, the hippie chick, what's her name?
Phoebe
got her. She got her guitar stolen and they were like, did you report it to the police? And she's like, yeah. And they said, as soon as they solve all the murders, they'll find my guitar.
Yeah, good for nothing, Caps. All right, so should we continue on this, Tom Borrell?
Yeah.
All right, two police sources who did not want to be identified because Amherst officials have not released reports on the incident said officers took a licensed, loaded, semi-automatic handgun from Borrell when they encountered him in his backyard as he claimed a suspicious person was spying on him. So why would he call the police then? He's the one who called the police, right?
Yeah, he called the police on himself.
He calls the police and said, he has his gun with him. The police come and take his gun from him?
I'm in my bushes with a gun. Come protect me from the men you can't see. Keep going. This gets better.
That's what the police do. The police come and take your gun when you call them. Mm-hmm. All right. The two sources also said the radio host personally summoned police and then consented to a voluntary psychiatric evaluation later that day at Erie County Medical Center after police contacted crisis services about their concerns.
Erie County.
No charges have been filed against Borrell. What charges would you file? He called the police. What charges would there be? He did not return phone calls that began Friday and continued Saturday. WBN managers, after repeated requests for comment that began Thursday night, said Saturday they had no comment. Yeah, that's obvious. But officers and neighbors told the Buffalo News they have become concerned about Borrell's behavior. quote, "He's out there searching his yard with a loaded gun," one law enforcement official said from a police standpoint. Quote, "That is cause for a concern." Huh. It's his backyard, man. Can't you do whatever you want in your backyard? I guess not in America. I guess not in America, man. Yeah.
Only the police can walk around backyards with guns.
Yeah, yeah. At some point, though, don't people have to stop saying this is a free country? Like, I get that that's what people have said for your whole lives and stuff, but I mean, even when the Washington Post puts out their report that says America isn't even in the top 10 freest countries.
No, because there's what I think the plan is that like the whole new crop of kids being born, you know, that are between like 0 and 20 now, that they're going to just grow up just only knowing, you know, random searches on the street corner, and they'll still say, "Oh, it's a free country." They'll be taught that the same way that patriotism will be taught to all of them.
Hmm. I guess it's up to us. I guess if they're still saying, "Well, it's a free country," then we haven't been doing our jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get on that. Help us. Donate. Yeah. Donate so your dumb kids don't say this is a free country.
Maybe I should call this. They can be smart. I wonder if this guy's still on the air. Maybe I should call and offer to replace him. Have the fiends offer to replace him.
Ah, there. We could. We could. Yeah. Yeah. Because when we go searching our backyard with guns in our hands, we don't call the cops.
Yeah.
We're a little sharper than Mr. Borrell.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I'm adding it to the list. I'm going to call this station tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Three neighbors said a neighborhood meeting was held last Saturday so that Borrell could talk about his fears about surveillance around his home. But they described his fears about the surveillance as, quote, quirky and, quote, made you scratch your head.
Man.
Why would you?
Why would you call your neighbors
who,
and say,
who holds a neighborhood meeting?
Neighborhood about, watch. About, the neighborhood should be watching me. A neighborhood watch meeting.
So I can't tell if the government's gaslighting him or if he actually is kind of kooky. It could be both. I mean, I don't see why it couldn't be both.
I'll bet the government has stuff that they can put in your water or food to make you crazy. I bet they do. Yes. Or they can like point, you know, park a truck in front of your house and point some low frequency microwaves at your house. I mean, that's all conspiracy stuff, but
it's the low frequency weapons.
They probably
like
could.
The Navy yard shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why they would though. And why would they do it to a radio host?
Cause he's
that doesn't make sense to me.
Because he's been on the radio in New York State. He has been on the radio in New York State for many months now, like yelling at the statism of the gun grabbers in New York.
Yeah, but isn't that the format of radio? I mean, that's the whole genre. I mean, that's what people do. That's what radio hosts – that's their job is to get on the radio, get in front of a microphone and complain about your local and state politicians. And if you're syndicated, complain about the federal politicians.
I don't know. Here and there, maybe there are people who are like Richard Nixon and have enemies lists and just go after people. Who knows?
You know? I know. It's just weird that they would go after –
I don't know. I'm not saying that's what happened with this guy, but it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird and quirky. Yeah. It's it stood out to me. It's a talk show host.
It's fiendsworthy. I'm not saying it's not. Yeah.
I guess we talk, you decide. You know, we report, you decide. Like Fox News.
Is that the Fox News slogan?
Yeah.
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 Wow.
Which isn't really how it is because Fox News, you know, reports what they want you.
It is.
They do.
They report and I decide they're full of shit. That's how Fox News works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this guy also, he had two other guns, and he turned them over to his attorney. That's kind of interesting. Instead of turning them over to the police, like, my attorney will hold them for me.
Sounds like he has a Saul Goodman attorney, too.
Yeah. Or,
I mean,
or maybe,
what attorney takes
I'll bet you could turn them over to your pastor.
Sure.
You know, that's in 30 Rock, the Steve Buscemi's character who plays the Jack's private detective who's snooping around. He's like, Jack's like, "Do you have a gun?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah, but I gave it to my pastor in case I get a case of the gloomies again."
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The gloomies.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's all New York stuff.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think I'd ever turn my gun into anybody. I might let my wife hold it for a while. That's about it.
What, if you got the gloomies?
Not if I got the gloomies. Just,
I never get the gloomies, man. I never
get
the gloomies.
Hold this. I got to wipe my ass.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Hold this. I got to wipe the baby's ass. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. That's
it. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Baby's ass. Where do we go from baby's ass?
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
your show, man. I'm just here.
Yeah, if you want to donate cloth diapers to the Freedom Fiends.
Yeah.
Send me a line. We could use more.
Or if you want to donate money to the Freedom Fiends, we'll send you buttons and a disc with a whole bunch of data on it. So when we get droned, you'll have it. You know, that's kind of part of the thing, too, is like, I mean, we do have people out there torrenting. But, you know, I figure if we ever get droned, the more people who actually have a disc of a bunch of our stuff, the more drone proof will be going on into perpetuity.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's still uses for discs. Yeah. Although I kind of like that that Dead Drop website that was cementing USB drives into various urban locations and putting the locations up, you know, on a website if you want.
Yeah.
And have even deader drops, you know, where you don't put them up.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that, though, because then, like, the government could just put kiddie porn on it and then arrest you and take your house.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess they could do that, huh? Man, they're bastards.
I wonder if, you know, I have a theory that, like, the only kiddie porn that exists is generated by the government just so they can bust people for it.
Huh. Let's explore that.
I mean, I've never stumbled across it by accident. I haven't gone looking for it. I would not go looking for it.
I haven't either, but it wouldn't surprise me if it was a government thing. I mean, everything they do is awful, and they seem to have no sense of morality or remorse for it. I don't know. I feel like it's high time people also stop attributing any kind of good intentions to any politician or goon.
Yeah.
Because all they want to do is beat you to death and have a jury acquit you. That's all they want
to
do.
No, they want to beat you to death and have a jury acquit them.
Acquit them. That's what I mean. Yeah. Yeah. Did you see the Kelly Thomas verdict?
No, I don't know. I don't know what that is.
You don't know what that is?
No.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's a pretty run-of-the-mill thing, which is really sad to say, but cops beat a homeless guy to death.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
Interestingly, the homeless guy's dad was a former law enforcement officer. Mm. So because of that, it actually got taken to trial, and the prosecutors actually stood up for this homeless man who was beat to death. The prosecutor stood up against the police, saying that police don't have a right to administer street justice and they don't have a right to beat people to death. And if the homeless man would have tried to defend himself, he would have been well within his rights, even though it was against police officers, because the police officers were not committing any kind of lawful arrest. They beat this guy to death. It was on camera. The guy's crying out for his dad because his dad, I guess, must have been a, you know, kind of a protector type if he was a law enforcement officer, at least to his own son. And it's all on video, man, for like half an hour of them like saying, talking about how they're beating this guy.
Wow.
Mercilessly. And the jury acquits the cops.
Where was this?
The jury acquits the cops. California, I think. Yeah. Where you left.
Man.
Thank God you left, man.
Thank God I left.
Yeah. And yeah, when everybody was – the Twitter sphere was a Twitter with it when it happened. And yeah, my tweet was something to the effect of, you know, the juries love the state and its goons more than they love justice, more than they love any innocent life.
That's true.
And it's really sad. And I think, yeah, it's if I could blame anything that in some kind of blanket generalization it's TV, man. It's all TV. It's cops being heroes on your nightly news, which people attribute as being nonfiction, and on your SVUs, which people think is based on a true story and some other nonsense. People think the cops are heroes even when they're beating homeless people to death.
Ugh. That's square, man. Yeah. Square and horrible.
Yeah. I didn't want to go there, but it's sad. And
well,
I
let's
guess
go to the market and then come back with something happy.
All right.
Worms.
This is Nima Vedati from the Freedom Fiends. Using government-printed funny money fuels and encourages wars abroad, and the wars at home against you and all you hold dear. Why should you remain beholden to self-appointed federal kings who don't care if you starve in a cage? Become your own king today by owning gold and silver from Midas Resources. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Midas Resources banner over on the right, or go to gold.freedomfiends.com. That's gold.freedomfiends.com.
You've read books, attended lectures, and you know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get state speech is hate speech, guns and weed,
buy sheep for sheep on sheep,
and two designs for the Freedom Fiends. Wear them with pride. Use them to start conversations with statists.
It's only $10 for 10 buttons, including shipping.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says buttons.
Hey, this is Nathan Explosion from Death Clock, and you're listening to Freedom Fiends on the radio. Worms.
What does freedom mean? Tune in to LRN.FM to find out. LRN.FM is the Liberty Radio Network. a collection of live talk radio and podcasts, all coming from a principled pro-liberty perspective. LRN.FM show hosts aren't left, right, or conspiracy kooks. You can tune in 24/7 to LRN.FM via your phone, computer, satellite, and more. Listen free anytime at LRN.FM. That's LRN.FM.
The Electronic Frontier Foundation, or EFF, fights to protect your rights in the digital world. When a patent troll threatened podcasters, they fought back. EFF has also defended your right to encryption and has sued the NSA to end the government's mass, suspicionless surveillance. There are different ways you can help EFF, from donations, to signing petitions, to writing your representatives, to just spreading the word. Find out more at EFF.org. That's EFF.org.
Do you want to raise your children outside of the government indoctrination camps that are today's public schools? Check out the Ron Paul Curriculum link over on the right of freedomfiends.com. The Ron Paul Curriculum is a liberty-based K-12 homeschool course. It covers history, liberty, geography, math, science, and free market economics. Kindergarten through fifth grade are free. Then it's only $250 per family per year. Click on the Ron Paul Curriculum link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. That's freedomfiends.com.
Love the Fiends and want to help out? We do take donations and we put them back into our Liberty Projects. You can make a donation by clicking on the spinning coin on any post. But what if you want to help, but you ain't got no cash? Or you made a donation and you want to help more? Here's how you can help. Download and seed our torrents to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. You can also blog the Fiends and share episode links on Facebook, Twitter, and elsewhere. You can rate and review our movies on Amazon and IMDb. You can rate and review the Freedom Fiends and our songs on iTunes. That really helps a lot. You can buy our movies and share them with friends or give them out as gifts. And one of the best ways to spread liberty is to buy a bunch of Freedom Fiends buttons and give them out as gifts. Wholesale prices are available, and you can also comment on our site, or better yet, comment about us on other sites. And please email the site link to all your friends. Thanks for helping spread the Fiends message worldwide to as many liberty people as you can, especially to those who don't yet get it. You rock.
We're recording.
Ah, okay. I thought you knew where every city in California was.
No, man, there's a million of them. So what'd you say about yappy dogs? They're too little dogs are too stupid to remember you.
Yeah. When was... Oh, yeah, I guess I was at work, and you were talking to me on the phone. And yappy dogs are the bane of the cable guy's existence. Because the cable guy has got to go in and out of the door a few times, you know, make sure everything's working, hook up the boxes and all that. And yappy dogs, they're so stupid. Their tiny brains don't ever recognize you. So like, I can go in and like pet the yappy dog and be cool, and then he's totally cool, like while I'm inside. But if I go outside for 5 seconds and come back in, he's like, "Who are you? I hate you." And just barks, barks, barks. And he wants to bite my ankles. Like, will bite me after they were cool with me, like, you know, a few seconds earlier. No, I mean, I guess I'm being, I don't know, sizist or something, but most yappy dogs, I'll put it that way. A lot of yappy dogs I've met are that stupid.
So did you see this thing I sent you about the NSA actually intercepted packages to put backdoors in electronics?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, does that... I guess it's one of those things where Greenwald and Snowden always say, hey, there's plenty more juicy stuff coming, and this is one of them. They keep getting more and more juicy, but each time they get juicy, it's like the bar is that much higher just because everybody knows how ridiculous they are. So I read it, and I was like, you know, ugh. But, oh, yeah, that makes sense. You know, it wasn't like, wow, I can't believe they did that. It was like, yeah, I'm glad somebody's showing us that they do that, you know. Putting packages or intercepting packages and putting back doors in it. And what have the delivery company said about it? Nothing?
I think they said that they didn't have anything to do with it. But I think that Google said that too, and they did have something to do with it, didn't they?
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you were a business, you wouldn't ever, even if you were cooperating, say you were cooperating.
Well, the government also might say it's against the law for them to say they're cooperating and say that legally they have to lie. Yeah, because, you know, I mean, that's the thing, too, with like even with before all this stuff with the Patriot Act. There's a thing in the Patriot Act that like if you're visited by government goons over the Patriot Act, you're not allowed to tell anyone about it, even a lawyer. How twisted is that? I also heard something recently about like there's a move for the United States to copyright all the laws. So, like, you can't publish them and critique them or something. I mean, it's kind of getting to the point where, for the first time in my life, I'm considering thinking about the possibility of maybe my wife and I should look at moving to a different country. But I don't know that there's a country that's better, you know? Someone actually wrote us the other day. You saw it. It was a thing for a guy that wanted to be interviewed on our show who's like, he's from Canada, and he says he's an expert on Canada, and he's been interviewed on a bunch of GCN shows. I just deleted it because my experience is like when people want to be interviewed and I don't want to interview them and I write them back, then they argue with me. So I just delete that shit. But that guy was telling me that, like, as the United States is getting more heinous freedom-wise, Canada's getting better freedom-wise. And I'm like, that's not the thing that I've gleaned from having Ed and Ethan on a few times.
Yeah,
they're like, well, the Canadian freedom.
Their Supreme Court did say that all anti-prostitution laws were unconstitutional. America will never do that.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, there's some things in that direction. It's just, I don't think Canada will ever liberalize their gun laws.
Yeah,
I don't think they'll ever accept the right of free people to defend themselves.
I think they have national medical pot too.
Yeah, but they don't have national recreational pot. But I could see them maybe doing something like that. I guess you can see the U.S. Fed Gov doing that if Hillary does it as a campaign promise in 2016. Yeah. I guess the thing is there might not be better countries law-wise, but there's probably better countries in the ability of those countries' government to spy on you all the time wise. Like, you could probably go to some third world country and get outside of the sights of that country's government. I guess the Americans will still spy on you, but they'll be a lot farther away.
Well, I know a few Americans that live in South America permanently. Like, they've married people there or become permanent residents there. I forget which countries, but there's a couple of countries in South America that
Doug Casey building Gulch in Argentina or something.
Honduras, maybe. Yeah, I think so. But there's a couple countries down there that, like, on paper, they're more tyrannical than America. But de facto, for, you know, a nobody living there, they're actually more free.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there are, like, corrupt cops on every corner with an AK. But in how it affects the average citizen, you know, if they want to fuck with you, they can totally fuck with you a lot easier than the U.S. could fuck with you and get away with it and not even be seen and just disappear you. But if you just kind of keep your head down, but I don't want to keep my head down, man. I don't think I want to move somewhere that I couldn't do what we're doing right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think the answer is the singularity. You just got to upload yourself into a digital form.
Yeah. But what if the government has control over it or can hack it or can steal it? And then, like, they can basically.
The point was that they can't. Or maybe that's the whole point of the Utah facility. It's not to be the gatekeeper, the St. Peter, when we all achieve the singularity.
They're going to harvest all of our souls and put them on hard drives and torture them in perpetuity.
Yes, exactly.
They'll clone bodies to put our souls and brains into and then just torture us for 10,000 years.
Because they get off on it. Because it's libido dominandi.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what the golden floppy disk of redemption is, isn't it, then? It's if you download yourself to that, then you'll have a copy of yourself that can be free from the NSA's evil torture.
No, the golden floppy disk of redemption is just a list of people that have gone way out of their way to help the fiends. And it's the list of people that...
Are you sure? I'm thinking of doing an offshoot. We can have a different sect of fiendism.
Okay.
Where the golden floppy disk is where you download yourself to not get downloaded to the NSA super center.
I don't want to be in charge of that. No, it's...
Yeah, well, you don't have this to be. It's a schism.
This is just a list of people that when I am libertarian emperor of the world and the people from Alpha Centauri hear our radio and come in 4 years and give me the technology to be the libertarian emperor of the world. The golden floppy disk is the list of people I will not have ground into cat food for my many cats or sent off to libertarian reindoctrination centers.
Okay. Ground into cat food. Who would you grind into
for
cat food?
For my many cats.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't say. That's not on the golden floppy disk of redemption is fair game.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm kidding. But, maybe I'm not, so you should help the fiends out. Give us money. It's a libertarian blackmail for the future of your soul.
Unless you're going to donate.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Facebook is anti-net neutrality in action. You know, net neutrality is this thing that that goons who want to control everybody try to get young people behind, like to try to get young people to write their congressman and say, we need net neutrality, which is basically the FCC controlling the internet rather than the free market running the internet.
Yeah, if you want the internet to suck as much as TV does, then call for net neutrality.
Yeah, yeah. And they pave it like, you know, they paint it like, oh, it's going to protect you. So, you know, you can use your torrents and they can't block your torrents and they can't, you know, basically the idea is that it would keep a company, let's say a net, you know, a DSL or cable company that
an ISP
that's owned by Warner Brothers. It would keep them from being able to give more clear passage to Warner Brothers movies that you pay for and crippling, you know, Sony movies that you're trying to pay for. But really what it would end up with is, what would it end up with, Nima?
Exactly what I said. If the FCC had any kind of regulation over the content on the internet or what ISPs must or must not do, it would end up to where you have a smaller number of ISPs, you know, more of a cartelization like you have with TV, to where only 5-something media companies own pretty much every channel on television. So you'd have power concentrated in a smaller amount of hands, and then you'd start to get to where the content is more restricted, more homogenous, and outside voices would be quashed, outside viewpoints would be eschewed, and you would have a situation where, yeah, you'd go on the internet, and instead of reading people railing about cops who beat people to death, you'd watch status victim crime unit stories all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I realized the other day that Facebook is basically already doing that, because Facebook started out kind of cool. It was like, you know, you had your friends, and when you posted something, they could all see it. And now Facebook tries to steer people and charge people to see what they've already signed up to see. And that's basically net neutrality on Facebook. They're basically doing what it's going to end up. And, you know, if you talk to people in other countries, in Europe and Canada, a lot of places, like, you have a set cap even on just the amount of gigabytes you can download per month.
Do they have state ISPs in places like England?
They do in England. England is BT, really? British Telecom, which is the main ISP, and it's the phone company, and it's basically the post office.
So even if you're the Queen, you only can download 3 movies a week or something?
No, the Queen can do what she wants, probably.
Oh, okay.
They probably take, well, they probably like put a bunch of people in jail and then take their quota and give it to the Queen.
Okay.
Grind them into a tasty paste for her many foxes.
Yes.
For fox hunting.
And she rattles her iPads. Enjoy.
Rattles her iPad in the cheap seat. Those are you in the yes. Rattle your iPads.
Yeah.
Fucking humans just trying to put us all in boxes and take everything from us.
I can't imagine that. How do content creators not rail against that? How does Netflix not have somebody lobbying Parliament in England
rid
of
Netflix? I've always thought of Netflix as the coolest thing around, and it's like, yeah, it's great. It's like, you know, why even bother going to Pirate Bay? It's easier to just pay this little bit a month and get everything you want anyway. But
well, exactly. It's such a great point about anti-IPism is if you have a company that has a service, I mean, I could download a lot of stuff that I watch on Netflix for free, but then I have to go to the Pirate Bay. I have to find it. I have to read comments. Or I can just from my couch press the PlayStation controller and already be watching it. They're providing the service of getting a reliable product to me that I know is going to look good and be there quick and be reliable. That's what they're selling me, is the service of doing it. And no matter if content is free, if somebody's going to give you the service of the experience of it being easy and convenient, you're still going to be able to pay them or want to pay them.
Yeah. So are you done yet talking about how great Netflix is so I can tell you how they're going to screw you now?
Please. But yes, that high will make your low even better. What how are they going to screw me, man? What's going on?
There's actually, okay, like the internet standards, which is like run by the WWWC, which is an organization that kind of, it's not a government thing. And it's basically like people who, tech people and smart people and people who are into, freedom, who kind of run the standards of the internet. they're actually being infiltrated by the big business of the movie studios to the point where they're doing something they've never done before, which is the standards for the next rollout of HTML 5 or 6 is in secret. Usually it's like they put a request for comments up an RFC. Right. They put the thing out and like everybody who's technically involved in the underpinnings of the internet gets to say, well, I think we should do this. I think we should do that. And this time they're doing something they've never done, which is the DRM, the digital rights management, that's going to be included in the next rollout of HTML itself is being done in secret through Netflix with all of the studios that partner through them.
I don't like that one bit. Mm-hmm. Have you called Eric S. Raymond? I guess Eric S. Raymond already knows. He probably told you. I thought all the tech people realized that that open source was the only way to go for making things that are resilient and good and user-friendly.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess that's not the point. The point isn't for it to be resilient and good and user-friendly. The point is rent-seeking.
Yeah, they're figuring out ways to get around the open sourceness of the whole thing. I mean, there'll still be ways to go around it, but... Uh-huh. You know, kind of the it's not the de jure thing. It's the de facto thing of like the most installed user bases rolling it out. And in this case, that's like Netflix, Apple, Sony, you know, all the big boys. So, yeah.
So what will this look like for the average user? Or do we not have any idea yet? We don't know what kind of sinister things will happen to us.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, well, could it be like things like Netflix will know if you have that pirated material on your computer somehow?
I don't know, report back to whoever.
It's secret.
It's being done. Yeah. Here, I'll send you the Boing Boing article about it. You can read a little bit of this and it'll have more answers for you.
Boing Boing.
Where did they come up with their name? Boing Boing.
I don't know. I think it's supposed to be a girl's boobs bouncing because their logo is like kind of a hearty looking woman using a jackhammer.
I hope that's a jackhammer.
It is.
I hope that's what that is. Yeah. She actually moves if you scroll your mouse over her.
Oh, she does. Yeah.
Yeah. She bounces up and down on boing, boing, the jackhammer.
Boing, boing,
boing, boing, boing, boing, boing, boing. Yeah. So requirements for DRM in HTML5 are secret. The work at the World Wide Web Consortium on adding DRM to HTML5 is one of the most disturbing developments in the recent history of technology. The W3C's mailing lists have been full of controversy about this ever since the decision was announced. Most recently, a thread in the restricted media list asked about the requirements for DRM from the studios, who have pushed for DRM largely through their partner Netflix, and discovered that these requirements are secret. It's hard to overstate how weird this is. Standardization is the process by which all the parties in a technical subject agree on how things should be done. It starts with the gathering of requirements. Literally, quote, what is the standard required to do? End quote. Without these requirements, it's hard to see how standardization can take place. If you don't know what you're standardizing for, how can you standardize at all? So let's see if they get to how this might suck in real life. No, it doesn't. Well, I was relying on Boing Boing to make this scarier for me, but I guess we don't know how scary it can be since it's secret. Speculation is all we have, and Boing Boing didn't do any. Do you have any speculation, Michael?
On how bad
this could be.
But it's going to be scary. I don't know. Yeah. It's hard to say because it's like stuff is usually open. We don't know what it's going to be like. I mean, if all trials were going to be secret now, how scary would it be? It might not be scary at all, but it would probably be very scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
So. Oh, well, here we go. DRM by its nature has secret requirements. That's why attempts to standardize it have always ended up with unworkable garbage like the DVBMs, CPCM, I don't know what that is. DRM relies on me installing software on your computer that stops you from running other software. For example, you install a browser that plays video in such a way that another program on your computer can't grab the video as the browser shows it on the screen. I guess the worst case scenario would be with the new format, things could make other things on your computer not work. They could know your secrets. We can't know their secrets, but they could figure out a way to know your secrets and make your computer suck. Oh man,
I made an image a while back that didn't quite go viral, but it got about 70 or 80 shares on the Facebooks. It was a screenshot of Microsoft installing updates, and I changed the text on it that said like, Microsoft installing NSA backdoor. This is a mandatory. Yeah. It's like every time they do update, I'm like, Microsoft does a lot of updates lately. Have you noticed that? And so does Skype. And
yeah.
It's like, I just wonder which of the thousands of updates.
Skype, I was just sick of it. I don't want to tell my kid.
I'm actually using Skype a lot because it's the best thing that's easy that everyone has with it that I can replace you for a weekend when you're out gallivanting around being a baby daddy.
Baby daddy.
Yeah.
I took Lily. Me, my dad, my brother Frank, my wife, and Lily all went on a hike in the wilderness last weekend. It was Lily's first hike in the wilderness, and I thought she would be wide-eyed in the wonders of nature, but she pretty much just slept in the baby carrier.
Yeah.
She moved her head a little bit when she was getting rained on, but that was the most stirring we got out of her during the hike. I guess at some point, though, she'll have to hike on her own and move those little two legs up and down the rocks.
Did you see the new blurb we got from a great blurb from the 50,000-watt station in Tennessee? You know, we welcomed the FM of that before, the like 3,000-watt one, we just last weekend went live on the 50,000-watt AM station in Knoxville, so we're going to welcome them this weekend. But I got a great blurb from the program director there. Go ahead and read it. I just sent it to
you. And those Tennesseans, if that's how you call them, like us apparently.
Yeah.
And that's cool with me because, you know, Tennessee's kind of the South, and I don't know. Maybe they don't like no governments in there. But they said Mike Howard, the program director at WKVL AM Knoxville, Tennessee, says, quote, "We get calls from all over the state from people telling us how much they love the Freedom Fiends. Plus, my dear old dad even enjoys the show." His dear old dad.
Yeah.
Man.
And he's awesome. Like my age, so his dad is probably 80 or something at least. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go, man.
Yeah. From ages 8 to 80, the Freedom Fiends. 8
to 80, yes. To 8-year-olds where, that's daddy's friends.
Yeah, that was great. We read that, right?
I think we, yeah. That was one of the cuter fan mails we've gotten. So you just sent me this thing. When you were talking about copywriting the law earlier, this is the source material, huh?
I guess, yeah.
Also from Boing Boing.
Yeah, Boing Boing. Boing Boing Boing.
Carl Malamud.
I don't know if this really says they're going to copyright the law, but it's what the headline says. Go ahead and read it.
All right. Also from Boing Boing by Cory Doctorow. Rogue Archivist. Rogue Archivist? Is that a thing?
Rogue Archivist?
Yeah. It'd be called Archivist, right?
I guess.
Archivist.
Arc.
Yeah. So they can be rogue? Anyway, a guy's name is Carl Malamud. He says, S-E-Z apparently, quote, "On Tuesday, January 14th, 2014, at 10 a.m., the House Judiciary Committee will be holding hearings on the scope of copyright protection. I will be testifying on the subject of edicts of government, including copyright assertions over state laws and federally mandated public safety codes. My prepared statement is available, and I would like to express my appreciation to the committee for giving me the opportunity to testify." Huh. Here's a whole page of his thing. Hold on just a second here. Are laws already copyrighted?
I don't think so. I was under the impression that almost everything produced by the U.S. government is in the public domain. Like all the pictures from NASA, all the space pictures, they're all free to use.
Like the government archive site, we got a lot of the footage for the Guns N' Weed.
Yeah.
Like the Hemp for Victory.
Well, that wasn't a government archive site. That was archive.org, which is run by a different rogue archivist.
But it is
a government.
But he's not going to get lawyer letters doing all that archiving, though, because this is all public domain.
Right.
Huh. All right. Well, let's read some of Malamud's testimony here. Edicts of government are the rules of general applicability by which we choose to govern our
govern our society.
So govern strange, ourselves man. As a society. I couldn't Ew. Finish the first sentence. Yeah. Who's we?
Who's we?
I choose to govern myself as an anarchist, which means you don't get to choose.
Well, this
to
guy,
me.
I'm reading this guy's Malamud's wiki page. It says he had a campaign to become the U.S. public printer. I don't know. This guy sounds really square. He doesn't sound very rogue to me at all.
public printer. What
the EFF likes him. Well, the public printing office of the U.S.
Does
is
he
like
want us to shove cartridges up his.
It's actually an office that has like its own police, which is kind of weird. I mean, they print
the government printing office. Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah, so he wants to have his own army. I guess I don't know.
Okay, so
I think we should move right along, man. I think this is just going nowhere, and it's really square.
Hold on, I think he has a really statist annoying quote here.
In the
first paragraph.
Good.
When John Adams said, quote, "We are an empire of laws and not of men," he meant that our democracy is based on public laws that we all know, not on the arbitrary actions taken in star chambers or smoke-filled back rooms. I guess John Adams was a lying asshole then.
John Adams was a statist. His brother or cousin or nephew, Sam Adams, was basically an anarchist. And there's a theory that Sam Adams fired the first shot of the Revolutionary War as a sniper shot.
Yeah, I think we've talked about that theory before.
Yeah.
Although Ben Stone says if Sam Adams was an anarchist, he wasn't an anarcho-capitalist or a non-aggression principle kind of guy.
He's the second cousin of John Adams. Yeah.
Second cousin. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. There you go. Yeah. Although,
what did Ben say? Oh, I think we should quote Ben. I want to say I talked to Ben yesterday. You know, there's he's like out of the limelight for a minute. He has pneumonia, which is not a disease. It's a symptom. It can be of many different things can cause it. But yeah, he's like really sick. And I talked to him the other day. He sounded pretty good, but he's not going to a doctor, which kind of irked me. I was like, man, you need to go to a doctor. And he's like, I don't like those people. And because and I said, well, pneumonia can be anything from annoying to deadly, man. You should go to a doctor. And he said, no, I took a bunch of vitamin C mega doses. I'm getting better. And I'm like, dude, go to a doctor. And I don't know.
Well, yeah, here's the thing.
But I think we should quote him. I think we should quote him every episode now for a while he's out of the limelight. We can carry on his torch. So.
Oh, but I don't have a direct quote.
Well, you,
I just remember hearing him talk about Sam Adams, and he was the paraphrase is
he's a bad anarchist.
He was a bad anarchist. Yeah. I mean, I guess he did some good things and maybe said some good things, but he didn't quite grasp. He was still rolling around the concept.
A lot of people say good things. Ronald Reagan said good things.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It's horrible.
But Sam Adams was a violent guy. You know, he was no non-aggressionist.
Yeah.
So that's important to remember too. That you don't necessarily want to be Sam Adams. We have tons more knowledge and theory to build and experience to build off now. I don't understand why people look to back in the revolutionary period anymore. I mean, come on, man. It's 2014. People have cars and computers and the whole world's knowledge in their pocket. Sam Adams didn't have any of that. Anything he had to read on some book that somebody
all they had was rifles. Like rifles were like the pinnacle of technology at that point, really.
Yeah.
You know, when all you have is a hammer, every problem looks like a nail. And when the most advanced technology you have is a rifle, every problem looks like a rifle target.
Yeah. So maybe if Sam Adams had headphones and internet and a microphone, he would have found something else to do, some other way of getting liberty in his lifetime, because he didn't get that.
Yeah.
People like to say the founding fathers, they were pretty successful. Only 3% fought in the Revolutionary War and they won and we have liberty then. Nah, liberty weren't won. War were declared, but liberty weren't won.
Yeah. Yeah, and people who that's a good point, man. Why do people keep looking back to that? You know, like and people get offended when we ask questions like that. You know, they're like, "Well, that's the basis of America. You can't get rid of that." We're not saying get rid of that. We're saying like build on that and put it into a big pool of knowledge and how people should be and how they should organize society. And yeah, you should read those people. You should study them, but they're a small percentage of what you should study.
Yeah. And if you study them, I mean, study it as a history of an example of a revolution, how it doesn't lead to – a violent revolution doesn't lead to any kind of libpair. That's how I read that history.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as theory and talking about liberty, we've got way better stuff now. I mean, I'll take anybody – or not anybody, but I'll take a lot of people.
I'll take Jeff Rigenbacher. And yeah, I can't even pronounce his name, man. And I think – yeah. And, things like – all these hymns to the Republic, like, and the flag was still there. I'm more concerned that, like, the wire coming into my house with the internet is still there after a storm than I'm concerned if the flag is still there after a war.
Right.
It is.
Right,
it's more
right.
important
Who
to me.
Who cares about a flag? Yeah. Yeah, the flag might still be there, but your whole family has been blown to pieces. How happy are you?
Not at all. Even, you know, and it's not just the right-winger patriot types that fall into this kind of thing. I mean, I had an argument with my sister last year about what's more important, the right to vote or the right to keep and bear arms? And she said that the right to vote was vastly more important than the right to keep and bear arms.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. When has vote? Well, I guess she's an Obama humper, so maybe she can point to progress.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. If you want to oppress your fellow man, then I guess voting is a much better tool than the gun in the hands of the average person.
Because then you're voting for the government's right to keep and point arms at innocent people.
Yeah. Exactly.
Let's go to market, man.
All right, man.
Worms.
This is Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends. Federal Reserve notes only have value because of a collective hallucination, whereas gold and silver are real, and so is their value. Gold and silver predate government-printed funny money, and they will undoubtedly outlive government-printed funny money. Get some gold and silver into your hands from Midas Resources by going to freedomfiends.com right now and clicking on the Midas Resources banner over on the right. Or go to gold.freedomfiends.com. That's gold.freedomfiends.com.
Creamy Radio Audio. Want caviar sound on a cat food budget? Creamy Radio Audio by the Freedom Fiends has great free tips so you can sound like a pro without spending like one. The most powerful form of human communication is one person speaking to another. But if people have to suffer through your sound, they'll change the channel and miss your message. With articles on microphones, preamps, recorders, mastering, recording remotely over the internet, doing a podcast, even getting a show on actual radio, the Freedom Fiends show you what they use and where to get it. Whether you're a talk show host, voiceover artist, podcaster, evangelist, or just want to record your loved ones for the ages, at Creamy Radio Audio, the Freedom Fiends will help you make the most of your sound. Creamy Radio Audio will help you speak to the world with sound that will make people want to keep listening. Check out creamyradioaudio.com. That's creamyradioaudio.com.
Hey, this is Squiscar Squigelps from Death Clocks, and you are listening to the Freedom Fiends on the, you know, the radios. And I guess I says worms now, so there you go.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
Hi, I'm Michael Dean from the Freedom Fiends, and like you, I'm concerned with privacy on the internet. The electronic police state is strangling our previous protections, and the central scrutinizer is trying to squint into all areas of our lives. That's why smart people surf the net with a VPN or virtual private network. I use a VPN from Bola VPN. Bola VPN has your utmost security in mind and will allow you to surf, email, and do other computing tasks without leaving a trail of breadcrumbs across the internet. Unlike many other VPN providers, Bola VPN doesn't log traffic. With Bola VPN, you can change your apparent location or disappear completely. Bola VPN has been around since 2007, which is OG in the VPN world. Bola VPN is easy to install and configure. Best of all, it can be had for less than 25 cents a day, which is a small price to pay for this much security. And if you open a support ticket saying you heard about them through the Freedom Fiends, they'll add 3 extra days free. That's Bola VPN at BOLEHVPN.net.
So today's episode is going to be called Global Worming. You found a picture that I really liked. It was a bumper sticker that said Global Worming.
Yeah. I think it was a farming thing. He's probably into farming and needs worms. So Global Worming.
Well, we're doing that when we podcast. We're globally worming. We're worming our way into the ears of the world. I want to worm the world.
Make it a better place.
We are the worms.
We are
the children.
Yeah.
Think of the worms for the children. Right, yeah. Right. Yeah.
I believe that worms are the future. All right. So, this Malamude guy, and lots of people, they're on all the dicks of the founders and all that kind of bullshit. Quoting John Adams is so square.
Yeah, that's a problem I have with Boing Boing. They're really right on with a lot of stuff, but then they're so statist, man.
I totally want to boing that chick with the overalls and the pigtails.
You like them thick, man. I like them thick too.
She's cute, man. I totally boing boing her.
I know.
And that jackhammer motion, man. She knows what she's doing. anyway. So yeah, man, John Adams said apparently we're an empire of laws and not of men. This is an interesting thing though, because there's a little bit of truth to that. John Adams is either lying or wrong when he says it.
Getting rid of the is that like debunking the great man theory? Do you think is that his point?
Well, I think maybe because I heard this concept. It was a Molyneux thing, but it's totally true. It's way better, I think, the way we view it now, because John Adams was wrong because he was in a government. So yeah. How could he say something like this? But here's the thing: it's mutually exclusive that you can have either the rule of law, you can have rules, or you know, if you don't have that, you can have rulers. I don't think you can have both of them at the same time, because if you have rulers, if you have people in charge, then they're going to make the rules up as they go and do whatever they want. Imagine if you were playing a game with somebody like chess, and one person gets to say, "I'm the ruler. I get to make up the rules," and you are screwed. Then there would be no rules in that game. It would be whatever the ruler said it was, and he could just flick your king over with his forefinger or his middle finger, or as the pigeon thing, and just poop all over the board, and knock everything over, and say he won. If you have rulers, if you have somebody who gets to make the rules, then you don't have rules, because the rules are just the whim of the rulers. What do you think about that?
Sure, man. Works for me.
Works for you.
I don't know. I'm working on this global warming picture.
I'm adding
a Freedom Fiends logo to it. Make it our own. Okay. Global warming.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's true. I think rules that people actually want to abide by and do abide by, they're spontaneous rules. They're rules that society doesn't even impose, but just comes across and decides are the best courses of action. And people know it. You know, they figure it out. They figure it out through the give and take of negotiating between their neighbors, their friends, their family members, what they see, what they hear. And they don't need Ronald Reagan to tell them what to do, and they don't need Barack Obama to do it either. And they don't need cops beating them to death for not doing what Barack Obama says. So yeah, man. If you complain about anarchy because there's no rules, it's the opposite, man. And having rules but no rulers is way better than having rulers. Because when you have rulers, all you have is naked force and aggression. All you have is cops beating you to pulps all the time and getting off scot-free.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So I just sent you something that's pretty cool. I think Iron Maiden is still the coolest metal band in the world. I've always thought they kind of were, but their approach to dealing with people illegally downloading their music. You see this?
Oh yeah, this is awesome. Oh, somebody who's really awesome sent this to us, but I forget who it was.
It was Christian Singer. Really
awesome. It was Christian. Yeah.
Christian's our friend that used to be the sound man for the Butthole Surfers, and he's one of the Fiends audio advisors. He actually kind of taught us how to gain stage a whole bunch of things in a chain together. Yeah.
And comes through with good advice on the regular, and sent us this and said, if there's ever been a story that was Fiends worthy, this is it. And it totally is. The headline from musicfeeds.com.au. Does that mean Australia? Okay. Headline: Iron Maiden track illegal downloads to plan gig locations.
Yes.
So they're seeing where people are torrenting them, and they're like, hey man, a bunch of people here totally dig us. Let's go play music for them, and they'll willingly pay us money. What a concept, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so much cooler. I really think that Metallica was the most square band in the world when they went after people that were sharing their stuff.
Yep.
And they did it in this kind of like perp walk kind of way. They printed out on paper like the IP addresses of everybody that was doing it, and then put them on a pallet, and then the drummer like drove them to the courthouse on a forklift. Like, that's so square, man.
Yeah, and well, they lost because of it, man. I mean, nobody thinks of them as cool anymore.
Uh-uh.
I mean, I guess that band from Iraq, Erasakuda, thinks they're cool, but that's because they're from Iraq and they haven't heard this.
Yeah, I mean, that's because, I mean, there's that's like, you know, people from Prague when the Czechoslovakia became the Czech Republic, there were people in Prague who were like, I like Bruce Springsteen, because that was the only American rock music they'd heard. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean,
and Bruce Springsteen's still cooler than Metallica when he's not like stumping for Obama.
And here's the thing. I think people get it now. I think their level of coolness is in the negative. It has been since they started this. And you could say, yeah, well, it's because new Metallica sucks. But how much of that is our perception and them feeding back that perception and sucking because we know they suck because they're such buttholes?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to tell where the causality is there, but... Especially Scott Horton went on this rant about how they were torturing prisoners. I can't remember if it was Gitmo or Bagram or one of the black sites, but they were torturing prisoners by playing new Metallica. And Scott Horton went off on this rant like, new Metallica? God, why would you do that? That's worse than waterboarding.
New Metallica.
New Metallica.
Yeah. Yeah, when bands like reach middle age and find themselves and go into therapy and become sober, they suck.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, they were good after.
Yeah, they were good after. They were. Except I can't take them seriously anymore because their singer was in that
gun grabby.
And their singer was in that video like kissing his bicep saying he's in service to Obama. Like what kind of Stalinistic bullshit is that, man?
Well, didn't he also do after the Connecticut massacre? Wasn't he also in that video about demand action?
I don't know.
Was he in that too?
I don't know.
Think he was.
I don't know. Demand the government point guns at people who own guns.
Yeah. Concentrate the power into people who beat you to death all day.
I know.
Isn't that such a liberal thing?
That's not very liberal.
That's the thing, man. I thought liberals were supposed to hate cops. I thought especially liberal musicians were supposed to hate the fat neck cop who eats donuts and beats black people to death all day. I thought they were supposed to hate that, but not want those same people to go take guns away from poor black people in the inner city.
Yeah.
You know, what's the thing? How come they don't have brains, Michael?
I don't know.
You were in that scene. What happened to him?
You're on today, man. I like it. Because I'm off. I'm just sitting here going, I'm running the board op for Nima V here.
It's the Nima V show.
Yeah. Did you hear about that cop that was too crazy to have a gun on duty or off duty? But he can still have one on duty.
Yeah. Do you have the headline for that? That was beautiful. We were going to do that on a radio show, but the Texas story of the cop or the no-knock raid on the guy's trailer in Texas and the guy shot back and actually killed the sheriff's deputy, superseded it because we spent like an hour on that. Mm-hmm. And we didn't want to confuse people with the, you know, we didn't want to be talking about cops and shooting and then confuse people by this story, which, I do have the link. It's right here. So this is out of Pennsylvania, right? A state trooper can't have gun while off duty due to mental health record. So according to the mental health laws, he's not allowed to carry a gun. He's applied to do it, but he's barred by law from possessing any firearms because 7 years ago he suffered a deep depression, repeatedly tried to kill himself by taking drugs, and was involuntarily committed for mental health treatment. That's right. He was taken to the loony bin. And the state government decided he's not allowed to ever carry guns.
But he
he's wearing a badge and doing it for us.
Yeah. Like during 9 to 5 hours, he's magically sane. He's sane enough to have a gun.
Yeah. I mean, that so sums it up, right? I mean, how can anybody read that and not realize how bad of a state the state is in? Like, this is the essence of it. Is if you're carrying a gun in the employ of the powers that be, you're totally fine. Doesn't matter how nuts or unstable you are. It's just when you go back to not being a goon for the state that we have to not let you carry the gun. And I don't know, man. I kind of feel like it should be the opposite, right? If you're going to go carry a gun in the employ of a gang that goes around looting and stealing and killing – that calls themselves the government, you shouldn't be allowed to do that, if anything. If society was going to look down on something, it should be that.
Worms.
Yeah.
Worms. Cops.
Pennsylvania. I don't know much about Pennsylvania, man.
I lived there.
What's that like? You lived there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that where the church farm school was?
Yep.
Yeah.
Larkin Rose lives there.
Oh, he does.
Yeah. He lives in Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Like the chick on Orange is the New Black. When are new episodes coming out of that?
I don't know, man. I really like that show. I want to see more.
Yeah. I was trying to get Frank into it when he was here. I tried to have him watch the first episode. He was really interested in the boobs at the beginning of the first episode, but he was tired, so he fell asleep soon after. Dreaming of boobs, apparently. So, yeah, man. Cops, guns, awful. What else you got, man?
It says on Wikipedia that it's set to stream in the next season is set to stream in 2014. So sometime this year, I'm sure we'll get a notice at the top of our Netflix. It'll probably like silently welcome a new DR digital rights management that we can't see behind the scenes.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting, too, because the new models and the new businesses that are so awesome that they become supremely popular, like Netflix and Google, eventually become – I mean, do they inevitably become the big corporate powers that then try to rent-seek and use the state to be just as lame as Microsoft?
I don't know why. I don't know why Netflix needs digital rights management. It would never occur to me to try to, like, save – you know, like copy something from Netflix to view later, as long as Netflix keeps it up.
Well, I don't think it's them for their sake. I think it's probably that's part of what they do to grease and butter up the studios into giving them content. I mean, because their business model requires or depends on the content producers to give them access to their TV shows and their movies.
Netflix has gotten a lot more corporate and square. And basically that's just me saying that they no longer put my new videos up there, my new movies. You know, they put my old stuff up there. The Selby thing was up there for a while, and the DIY or Die thing is still up there. And one of them was available for a while on for a few years as a DVD only, and one was available as streaming only. And I think neither or both of them are still on there. And they did not consider the Guns and Weed or the gun training thing. Both of them were submitted by MVD, and like Netflix is like, nope.
I wonder why that is.
They've just gotten a lot more partnering with the big studios to where they won't put independent stuff on as much anymore.
Okay.
Unless it's through, you know, some big studio that handles independent stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Now, is this sort of...
I don't care. And that's just, what I end up doing is just burning DVDs and mailing them out with button orders. So people should go order Fiends buttons. Go to the Freedom Fiends site. Click on the link that at the bottom. I've been putting on every episode a link to buy buttons. And it's $10 for 10 buttons. And now you get a free data DVD that has our Guns and Weed movie and a whole bunch of episodes on it and a whole bunch of other neat stuff for free. So you can be our rogue archivists after we're droned, and you can be like, you can burn as many copies of this and like take it down to the swap meet or the gun show and sell them for $1, keep the money, sell them for $5, keep the money. I don't care. And the movie that we're including is it's a high enough quality that you could actually like show it somewhere. So if you want to have a showing and have popcorn in your living room and have people over or your gun club or wherever, you can do it, man. Screening. Yeah.
Yeah. People have done screenings.
Mm-hmm.
Cool people have done screenings.
Mm-hmm.
There was a screening of Jim Bovar and Larkin Rose and other cool people sat around watching.
Yep. I wrote to Jim Bovard and we may have him on at some point in the future. I also wrote to him and asked him, like, who do I talk to at your foundation about getting ads on our show? And he's like, yeah, well, you talk to Jacob Hornberger. And I'm like, oh, no.
Hi, kids. I'm Jankum Hamburger.
Yeah, we made fun of his name just because we don't even know who he is. And we made fun of his name. And I'm like,
I know who he is, man. I hear his interviews.
Jankum Hornberger. Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah. He's a
cool guy. He's just got a funny voice and a funny name. So it's fun to make
sounds like Jankum.
I mean, nothing personal. I mean, we never say bad things about him. We just say, hi, Jankum Hornberger.
We give him free publicity.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I think I'm almost done, man, unless you got more. I think we just could be a short one.
No, I mean, I had that Colorado thing saved as a kicker, but I used it at the beginning to get you.
Well, you said something about the movie Slacker. You saw the movie Slacker, and there was a hipster talking about not voting in there. What was it?
That's right. So yeah, I've lived in Austin for a long time. I mean, I guess a long time before I moved out to Wyoming and Washington, and now haven't been living here for very long now, I guess a year and a half. But I've never seen Slacker, and apparently
man,
that's like
I know people quintessential in Slacker. Yeah.
Austin movie. Yeah.
Bumhole
yeah.
Surfers so are in it. I wonder if Christian's in it because he was working for them back then.
Oh, maybe. But it's a series of vignettes about being in Austin, and sort of one of the motifs or the themes is that people in Austin just kind of like hang around and talk about stuff.
Don't work.
Instead of worrying about their career prospects, you know, yeah. They just kind of have their pseudo intellectual pursuits. And, you know, I guess I'm kind of an Austinite then, but, I mean, I have a day job and all that, but anyway, so there's this guy, there's a scene, two of the vignettes back to back are like this. There's a guy who, follows another guy outside of, I think it's Cafe Medici. It's a coffee shop that I walk by on the drag all the time. So that's the other thing about Slacker is you, Michael, you always get to see stuff in movies and be like, oh yeah, I used to eat tacos there. Because you're from California. But I got to do that with Slacker. I got to be like, oh, yeah, I used to deliver pizzas there. So this guy walks out of the coffee shop. And all of a sudden, this guy just starts following him, spouting all this Alex Jones stuff. Like, hey, man, you haven't seen your friend in a while? I wonder if the government got him. You know, they're kidnapping people so they can send them to the moon. Because after the moon landing, when we planted the flag there, they decided to build a government base. Because of global warming. And the whole Earth is going to be heated up, superheated by the elites. But they're cool with it because they're going to live on the moon and have their moon society. And all this
And
this
movie's from
shit.
1991, which was right, Alex right. Jones even on radio in 1991?
Maybe he was on
public access.
I don't even think he was on public access then.
Well,
I don't know.
He's friends with the guy who made this movie, Richard Linklater, and he's in one of his other movies.
That's right, as the crazy guy with the megaphone gets disappeared by the goons.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. So I don't know, maybe the filmmaker knew Alex and maybe back then before Alex was on public access, he would follow people
before,
out of coffee shops.
This is before
and talk
Alex
to them
Jones
personally.
Wasn't on radio until he first started on public access television in 1996 in Austin.
Ah, so it's 5 years before.
Yeah.
So yeah, maybe before he had the radio show, he would follow people on the drag and tell them in person all his theories. I don't know.
Yeah. It wasn't Alex Jones, was it?
No.
But it was a guy.
No,
saying,
it was just a guy.
I guess it's
saying
just
a bunch
kind
of quirky
an, it's an
conspiracy
Austin,
kind of rant.
It's kind of an Austin thing. And there was something about voting in there too. What was the thing about voting?
Oh yeah. So right after that, which is kind of like the Alex Jonesy kind of thing, there's totally a Fiends thing. Like the guy that's walking, he's like, yeah, man, I gotta go. And he walks into the door, and the Alex Jones guy is like, okay, man, think about what I said. And then somebody else walks by, and the Alex Jones guy follows that. And then the camera pans in with the guy that goes into the apartment. And in the apartment, there's a guy sitting there with the bong, and he's all like, man, I don't even think Bush has a mandate. You know, on the news they say he was elected with some kind of public mandate, but you gotta figure only 30% of the electorate voted, and less than that of people are even eligible to vote. And so I figure, and Bush only won with like 52%, man. So he only has like 10 to 15% of people in the country who even voted for him. What kind of mandate is that? When will people realize that all the elections are won by the people who don't vote?
Yeah, that does sound kind of fiendy.
Yeah, and I never thought of that. Yeah, the people who win every election are the people who don't vote, because there's way more of them.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a guy I know in that movie. I think his name's Seth. He lives in San Francisco now, but he was in Austin then. He's the guy that's ranting about the blue, the Krishna, the conspiracy of, like, the Krishna with Smurfs. He's talking about Smurfs in the movie.
Yeah. All right.
He was a fan of my band Bomb. We met him in Austin. He showed up when we were playing there somewhere in about 1990, around when this movie was made, maybe 89, probably a couple years before it. And he had a stencil of like a mad bomber. And he was like, he came to our, helped us unload our equipment and then said, can I spray paint this on all your amps? And we're like, sure, man, it looks cool. And he did like several colors, like moved it over and did like shadows with it. And it's pretty cool. And we had, I think somebody still has my Bomb Ampeg SVT amp. Like I sold it and someone else sold it and someone else sold it. And someone sent me a picture of it a while back. And like there's some band still owns it and it still says Bomb on it. It still has that mad anarchist bomber with the big round bomb stenciled on it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bomb. That's the bomb.
Yeah.
right.
And that's the bad kind of anarchist, not the kind we are.
Nah.
All right, man. So we'll be back this Saturday with Nima Vidati on the radio. And then this Sunday, we have Mike Makes Right and Nikki Darling guesting, filling in for Nima. Nima's got about 3 or 4 more weeks of not being on Sundays, and then he'll be back on Sundays. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, worms.
Want to contribute to Liberty but short on cash? You can help the Freedom Fiends without even spending a post-1964 dime. Download uTorrent and start seeding Fiends episodes and DVDs to help keep us drone-proof. There's a Torrent Club link at the top of freedomfiends.com. There you'll find our Torrent RSS feed and instructions to grab past episodes and automatically download new ones, even while you're away from the computer. You'll also get special episodes of The Fiends days or even weeks before regular podcast subscribers who aren't torrenting. Leave your computer on, seeding the torrents while you're at work or asleep. The more people seeding The Fiends, the more drone-proof we'll be when the boot comes down.
Hello, Freedom Fiends. It's your boy, Dean, from the U.S. Get the U.S. out my bloodstream. I owe me and that include endorphins. No one won't ask permission and I won't say please. Freedom fans, one fact that I gotta make clear.
The Freedom Fiends podcast is covered by a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike 3.0 license. Do what you want with it and spread it around. Tell two friends. Make copies. Email it to everyone you know. Go on the site and comment. This is a conversation. 3 times a week, Michael W. Dean and Nima Vidati share their own unique take on the way the world works and how to find your place in it. Available from freedomfiends.com. That's freedomfiends.com. Subscribe and tell two friends.
And remember, the only power they have is the power you allow them. We're not saying the Freedom Fiends are the one true path to anarchist liberation, but it's a good one. If you want to put your voluntarist money where your mouth is, consider making a donation to the Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post. Then make a one-time gift via PayPal or set up a monthly contribution of as little as $3. Giving to the Freedom Fiends helps advance education of horizontal liberation throughout the world. The Freedom Fiends. We work hard, so send us some money.
If you like tranny hookers and shooting crocodile, tune in to freedomfiends.com.